You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 450. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Hey, 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 you lovely human, and welcome back to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, where I'm your host, Ange, who's a business strategist, speaker, and podcaster, but also someone who has helped thousands of women build profitable, sustainable businesses without burning out. And today, we're diving into something that's honestly a non-negotiable if you want to scale your business in 2026, and that's creating a strategic, clear, aligned, actionable business strategy and setting goals that actually freaking mean something to you and your family and your business. Because here's the truth. Most business owners don't fail because their idea isn't good. They fail because they don't have a plan. In fact, only 23% of small business owners have a plan. That's like 2.5 people out of every 10. That is crazy. So the rest of you are winging it, hoping momentum, social media, or sure willpower is going to carry you through to another year. But 2026 is not the year for winging it. It's the year for leadership, clarity, strategy, and focus. So today I'm going to walk you through exactly what strategic planning, why it matters, the mistakes people make when they skip it, and how you can set yourself up to thrive and scale in 2026. So why the hell does strategy matter more than ever before? Why? Let me tell you, we're heading into a season of business where the noise has never been louder. The online world is freaking saturated. People are fatigued and consumers are becoming more intentional with who they buy from and what they invest in. So you don't have a clear plan and you don't know who you serve and what you stand for and how you're moving the needle and your messaging and your offers. Guess what? You are going to get swept up in everyone else's goals, not your own. And you will not stand out in order to be able to scale in 2026. Here's what I'm personally seeing with the consulting work and mastermind programs that I have. The business owners who have a written, reviewed, living strategy, making clearer decisions because of this, they are hiring smarter because they have a written and reviewed living strategy. They have a creative, they are creating a consistent income. They're building stronger teams. So again, because of this written document that does not take long to map out, again, they're making clear decisions, hiring smarter, creating consistent income, and building stronger teams faster and more efficiently. And the other side of this truth is most of my clients come to me without a clear plan. They're doing all the things, posting on social media, chasing leads, juggling clients, but it feels like they're constantly reacting rather than leading. So when they first get to me, their energy is freaking scattered, their time is stretched, and even though they're working hard, they're just not gaining any traction. But once we sit down together and create a strategic plan, one that's simple, aligned, and tailored to their goals and their needs, everything shifts. Suddenly, like I said, decisions become easier, their energy is calmer, they're being proactive versus reactive, the chaos turns into clarity, and they know what to focus on, what to let go of, and how to actually move forward. Because that's what real strategy does. It gives you direction, momentum, but also confidence to lead like a CEO. But there are some freaking mistakes that I've seen over the years. In fact, some of the biggest strategic mistakes that I've seen are the following. Let's talk about it. Mistake number one that I see Is confusing busy with strategic? This is you're answering emails, creating content, tweaking your website, being on Canva, but none of it's connected to a larger plan. None of it is hitting goals or revenue targets or anything like that. This is mistake number one, confusing busy with strategic. Mistake number two I've seen throughout the years is copying someone else's blueprint. What works for a multiple six-figure business owner, seven-figure business owner, do you mean product-based business owner, whatever business you have, is never going to be what you need. It's not going to be in alignment for your model, your season of life, or your capacity. So stop trying to chase someone else's blueprint and someone else's dreams and start creating your own strategic personalized plan. Mistake number three, people are avoiding data. You can't improve what you don't measure. If you don't know your conversion rates, your best performing offers, or where your leads are coming from, just some of the things off the top of my head, you're flying blind. And without data, how can you make better informed decisions in order to scale your business? You can't because you're flying blind. So avoiding data is mistake number three that I see. Mistake number four that I see is skipping the reflection piece. I don't have time for that. I don't need to do that. If you never pause to review what worked or what didn't work, what actually made you money, what parts of the team are functioning well or not functioning well, you're just going to repeat the same patterns every single year. You need space to be able to actually sit down and think about what worked and what didn't. So don't skip the reflection piece. Mistake number five, leading from emotion and not evidence. When you are tired or scared, you make short-term decisions. But a CEO leads with clarity, not chaos. I've seen it over and over again when people come into my masterminds to start with, or my VIP days, etc. The shift happens the moment you stop reacting and start planning. That's when your business stops being a job and starts being a vehicle for freedom. I don't know about you, but I didn't start a business to do those long hours at the beginning to not have freedom. Now, you might be thinking, okay, Ange, I get it. I need a strategy. Ange, you may have told me this last year and I ignored your advice. Or Ange, I'm new to your space and I don't really know what I'm doing, but it sounds like I need a strategy. Specifically, only 26% of people ever have a plan. You need it. But the truth is most people overcomplicate their strategy and goal planning. They download 20 different templates, binge 5 different webinars, and end up even more freaking overwhelmed and confused. So let's keep this shit simple. Now, I want to be clear. I cannot give you everything that is broken down into strategy and goal planning because I do it in my 2-hour strategy and goal planning workshop that is actually going to be happening on November 18th and 19th. But what I am going to do is give you a snippet about what this looks like and what you can be doing if you don't want to join me for my workshop. And if you do want to join me for my workshop, make sure you head to angelahenderson.com.au. The very top of the page is going to be a banner and you can grab your seat there. But there are 3 key things that you can do that will still start to get you shifting. And that is start with reflection. I've already told you that this is a mistake that business owners bypass over and over and over again. If you don't understand what worked last year, what didn't work in 2025, you're going to keep repeating the same patterns. So you've got to take time to reflect. What worked with team, what worked with your offers, what worked with your funnel, what worked with ads, what worked on social media, what worked with maybe speaking or your podcast or YouTube. You've got to really look at that and just reflect. The second thing is reconnect with your bigger vision, not just money goals, but how you want your business and life to feel like and look like. And finally, you've got to get specific. No more vague goals like I'm going to scale my business. Well, what does that even mean to you? You need measurable, aligned goals that actually are going to drive you momentum, but also revenue. When you do even these 3 steps, clarity will start to appear, I promise. You will begin to see what truly matters and what is just noise. So again, start with reflection, reconnect with your bigger vision, and finally get specific. But if you want to go deeper to map it out all properly, live, but also to align your goals with your strategy and your energy, then come join me live for my 2-hour strategy and goal planning workshop on November 18th and or November 19th. You can pick and choose what session will work best for you and your family. And I promise by the time we're done, you will walk away feeling lighter, clearer, more confident, and ready to lead and scale that business of yours in 2026. Again, you can head to angelahenderson.com.au. At the very top is the banner. Click on the 2-hour strategy banner to secure your spot. But there's more to strategy than just mapping out your goals. And this is the part that people skip. It's your energy and your mindset. You can have the best strategy and goals in the world mapped out, But if your mindset is wobbly, or your nervous system is fried, or again, you're stuck in that mindset of fear, or you're operating from lack, you are going to self-sabotage and you will be in the same spot you are now, a year from now. That's why I always say strategy is the masculine container, but your energy is the feminine flow. One that gives you structure, the other gives you soul. So in 2026, I want you leading from both. You can take care of your health and get a good sleep and move your body and surround yourself with people who expand your energy, not drain it. But you can also have a strategy, right? And you can also be working on your relationships. You can have all of those things, but we got to just figure out where they are in your life and what's really important so that we can grow more of what you want in 2026. But also your business can only grow at the rate that you do. So if we're not always expanding our mindset, guess what? You're going to remain depleted and start self-sabotaging. So here's your homework, my friend. Either make the time and create your business strategy on your own. And let's be honest, as we know, is that data I talked about, 26% of people won't do it on their own or won't do it at all. Or join me for my 2-hour strategy and goal planning workshop happening November 18th or November 19th, whichever day works best for you. And yes, there will be replays. And you can secure your spot by heading to angelahenderson.com.au. At the very top of the page, you'll see the banner. Click on that to secure your spot. And like I said, during that session, we're going to sit down live together and map out your strategy and goals for 2026 step by step. You'll leave a clarity, focus, and momentum that is actually going to create the kind of business and life you want for next year. And if you can't make it live, again, don't stress. There will be a replay waiting for you. Your next level of success won't come from hustle. It will come from clarity, strategy, and structure. And I've got you. You've got this. And 2026 can be the year everything changes if you choose to plan it. Let me repeat that. If you choose to plan it and really step into that leadership role and start taking radical responsibility for your life and your business. And again, I'd love to have you on my 2-hour strategy and goal planning workshop. Secure your spot by heading to angelahenderson.com.au. At the very top of the page, click on the banner. And I cannot wait to see you live and map this shit out to make 2026 the best year ever. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.